Here are today's top stories. The rush is on in our areas. AAA and other travel sites are calling this one of the busiest Thanksgivings in a long while. Why? Because gas prices are down? The economy's up? My guess? Avoid talking politics with your family. You were going to go to your aunt's place in Downers Grove, but after the election, you decided Cabo? 49 million people, the most since 2007. Remember 2007? We were all traveling because we owned 19 homes. Subprime, baby! Speaking of traveling, federal auto safety regulators are pushing for smartphone companies to block certain apps when the user is on the road. Yep, this would hopefully cut down on distracted driving. Or when your app is disabled, you'll just become more distracted trying to figure out what happened. I don't know, is it the settings? Did I hit privacy? What do I know? Watch out! Ah! And the Thanksgiving holiday used to mean day after shopping, but now it's day after protesting. Groups wanting to raise the minimum wage and to protest inequality are joining forces on Friday on Michigan Avenue. I think that we all should get on Facebook and choose a different day to shop, right? You know, like go and decide it's on Sunday and then don't tell all the protesters who are just on Twitter and boom, everybody's happy. For once, use Facebook. Nobody's using it. Use it. Today, a Chicago court quickly dismissed a lawsuit brought on by Fenwick High School after the semifinal high school football loss to Plainfield North. Essentially, the refs messed up, gave Plainfield North an extra play, and Fenwick sued. You know, how sports were originally drawn up. What I love is that a guy can sit in county for 5 years before hearing his case, but I guess we can expedite high school football squabbles. Score one for the justice system, right? Right. In political news, Ben Carson is Donald Trump's choice for Housing and Urban Development Secretary, otherwise known as HUD, which coincidentally is the same sound that Carson made when running for president in the primary. Ah, HUD. And in other political news, Hillary Clinton's popular vote lead, over 2 million. I can't tell if that's a big or small number. And frankly, I blame Hollywood. Oh, 55 million for the new Warren Beatty movie? That's huge. Oh, it's not? It's a failure? Mark Zuckerberg realized that he's not rich enough, and now he's looking to push Facebook into China. Only problem, China wants censorship over the news articles posted. Zuckerberg, who has proven to not care, says goodbye him. So, crazy Chinese uncle, you aren't going to be able to post that birther article about Obama. Come to think of it, I might sign up for this China Facebook. Sounds good. Probably a lot of Candy Crush, but still, take it. President Obama's labor plan to extend overtime laws to those making under $47,000 instead of $23,000 was set to go in effect on December 1st, but a federal judge overruled. This is great for small business because, well, they can continue to not pay people for working more than the allotted 40 hours. You know, the American way. So, people not getting paid for their work. Yay! You know, I wouldn't worry, folks. Trump, he's not going to do anything. He's really not. In weather, well, very Thanksgiving-y, right? It's like perfect weather for Thanksgiving. In sports, stop the presses. John Fox and Jay Cutler told the media today that Jay Cutler's shoulder injury is not season-ending, as reported earlier in the week. And Fox said that Cutler still hasn't been ruled out to play against the Titans on Sunday. But then again, it's John Fox, and I think he enjoys just messing with the fans. You'd think it'd be for some sort of competitive edge, you know, confuse the Titans, but they don't care. I think they care that Jay Cutler's going to be quarterback. No, this is just to mess with us. Barkley goes if Cutler doesn't. Also, Zach Miller out for the year and Leonard Floyd not practicing with a concussion. Barkley goes if Cutler doesn't. Also, Zach Miller out for the year and Leonard Floyd not practicing with a concussion, which, yeah, yikes. It's probably best case scenario. But who cares? You like football? Good football? It's on tomorrow. Lions, Vikings, Colts, Steelers, and Cowboys, red thingies. The Blackhawks continue their final circus trip with a game tonight in San Jose against the Sharks. I, for one, am going to miss the circus at the UC just for the dirt bikes and the caged ball alone, right? So cool. The Hawks are 2-2 on the trip with three more games to go. The Bulls lost to the Nuggets last night for the 11th straight year in Denver. They have one more game on their trip this Friday in Philly, but still, you know what? They look good. A win on Friday, and they'll have the first winning circus trip in the past 15 years. In college football, final weekend for our Big Ten teams. Illinois and Northwestern get at it on Saturday. If Northwestern wins, they'll become bowl eligible. If the Illini win, well, Coach Lovey may blink or maybe put his lips together for a quick smile. Doubtful. Doubtful. Probably safe to say that he's going to just do a straight-ahead stare while saying, Jeff George Jr. is our quarterback. And finally, tonight, hip-hop artist Kanye West is said to be recovering after being hospitalized for mental health reasons. This after he was acting strange on stage in the past couple of decades. I hope Kanye gets better just so he can get back on stage and say crazy things again. We need it. The election's over. We need it more than ever. Well, that's the carryout for November 23rd, 2016. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, y'all. And if you need carryout, we got your back.